Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. This is no... Can't even use a word for it. Yeah, we've seen a number of school shootings. The different takeaway from this Tom Giordano program are the kids from Parkland, who'll be featured on CNN tonight, and we've seen maybe, by my count, a dozen of them in various ways, shapes, or forms. Our guest, Joshua Douglas, is an election law expert from the University of Kentucky, associate professor there, I believe, in that area. Parkland students show why 16-year-olds should be able to vote, is what he wrote for CNN. Coming off this, Professor Douglas joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Professor, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, you do write, and I think listeners are aware that in various local elections, kids can already do this. It's across the country. But I guess, what is it, seeing these kids, that makes you believe they match up to making rational decisions?
Well, it's not so much these kids, is that the research I've done on cognitive development and civic participation demonstrate that 18 is a somewhat arbitrary age to start the habit of voting, and 16 would be a lot better. As you noted, there are some local jurisdictions mm-hmm. that already allow this. I've already done some scholarly work over the past several years advocating for more cities and towns to adopt a lower voting age as a way to bring people into the political process early, and eventually I think it will spread. So I think these students demonstrate how they are being mature and can provide a focal point for the effort, but this isn't something new just because of Parkland.
Okay, well, we'll get back to them in a moment. You do say in your piece 16 and 17-year-olds, cognition and all that, but isn't the consensus today, if I had to pick it, that people are maturing later, aside from the physiology? Given adulthood now extending or near adulthood to 25 or so, I mean, is that just a caricature in Professor Douglas's mind, or isn't that where a lot of experts think we are? A 16-year-old 40 or 50 years ago might have been different than a 16-year-old today.
Well, I think what we have to do is separate the types of cognition and when people develop for certain things. So psychologists have separated what they refer to as hot cognition and cold cognition. Hot cognition is things involving impulse control, peer pressure, heat of the moment type activities. And it's true that brains don't develop for hot cognition activities really until age probably 23, 24, maybe 25 years old. Cold cognition, however, is a sort of thing that takes reasoned decision-making, thought, where you have some time to consider your options, and brains are developed by age 16. Nothing magical happens at age 18, but something magical does happen in terms of physiology. And where we see that in everyday life is we allow 16-year-olds in most states to drive. The age of mandatory education in many states is 16 or 17, where you can choose to drive.
But, Professor, we don't allow them to do contracts, at least the ones that I can think of and all that. And in some states, they're not allowed to get married, for example. Should they get married at those ages?
Well, some states do allow it.
Yeah.
As well as some states allow the age of sexual consent at age 16. So, you know, what we do is we vary the types of activities that we allow individuals to do based on the ability for cognition. And in my view, voting is a cold, clear cognition type activity. And The places where we see individuals voting in local elections, the places that have lowered the voting age to 16, we've actually seen a lot of success. Students, and by the way, my proposal requires improved civics education. So I don't think you can separate the two. I think we need to lower the voting age to 16 for local elections and improve civics education.
Okay, I would say what I see with the kids, back to the kids that are the focal point in front of us, Park Lane students show why 16-year-olds should be able to vote. It is emotionality. They are not presenting arguments other than using their status, and I respect that, as being traumatized by being victims. What else are they offering other, we want this done now, when they showed up before the legislature yesterday in Florida?
Well, I think what they're doing is getting reasoned discussion on gun control into the national debate in a way that others have not been able to do. I think many movements have come about from young people, and so this one, it seems no different in terms of young people being the one, yes, using passion, but also engaging the public and having a substantive debate on these issues. And I think that's what's important, that we haven't really been having as much before now.
Well, we have been. I mean, you're an adult, I'm an adult. We're the people that have been debating this up and down the line. We just have big differences on this. And as a result, we have elections. We start to move back and forth on the issue. The American people can do that at any point. Why should I listen to a bunch of kids who are probably traumatized by this?
It's not just the kids from Parkland. They're the ones, obviously, at the forefront. But student movements have been a large part of many different debates. This is nothing new. It's new in that the national attention is on these particular students from Parkland. But lowering the voting age to 16 in local elections isn't going to change any of that. It's just simply going to give people a voice. And the other really important thing here is that, young people's turnout, age 18 to 29, is horrible. It's the lowest among
any
age
group.
Well, I think one of the reasons is because we make it hard for people. There are structural reasons, right? You're leaving home, you're entering the workforce, you're entering college, you have to register. In many states, we put barriers to registration. And then if you're not near home, you have to jump through the hoops of absentee balloting. If we start the voting age earlier, when you're in a more supportive environment, and include with that improve civics education, then you can begin the habit of voting earlier. We get people started earlier. One of the biggest predictors of whether you're going to vote in the next election is whether you voted in the previous.
Well, look, that last statement I agree with, but my take is these are slackers, Professor. Come on. If they really want to vote, and this is that important, these hurdles are not so overwhelming to do this. They don't want to vote unless it's a magical figure in a presidential race. You know that politicians know they want senior citizens to be on their side on an issue versus people 18 to 29, because they're the reliable voters.
The evidence doesn't demonstrate that. If you look at the city of Tacoma Park, when they lowered the voting age to 16, every subsequent election, the turnout among that age group in local elections has improved. And so I think that just the numbers belie your point here. With places that have done it, it's working to improve civic engagement among young people in the city.
Professor, thank you. Thanks very much for the article, and thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.